Okay, so we asked yesterday, based on the Gemara, why Gemara in Ksuvus, when Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama was told that he should become the Rosh Yeshiva, and he turned it down. He was told, in the last will and testament of his great Rebbe, he was told that he should become the Rosh Yeshiva, and after his Rebbe died, he didn't listen, he didn't become, he gave it to somebody else. So the Emes Ratzer Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama Leishev B'Rosh Yeshiva Kmitzvas Rabbo. The truth is he wanted to be the Rosh Yeshiva, to fulfill the mitzvah of his Rebbe. Ela shehir gish benafsho she'eino mesugel lakach. But he felt in his soul that it's not right for him. And therefore, because of the kavod of Rabbi Afas, it's not right for him because of the kavod of somebody else. And since onus rachmana patre, since the Torah forgives one who is onus, who has no other choice, patre mekol mitzvah Torah, av mitzvah d'raisa, imitz d'raisa, you're patre from that mitzvah. Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama could not stay as Rosh Yeshiva because of the kavod of Rabbi Afas, who was 2.5 years older than him, even though his Rebbe left him at Tzavo. And that tells you the weight and power of kavod chaverim. How great was this midah in the eyes of Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama that we find in the Yerushalmi, where they asked Rabbi Chanina Bar Chama, they asked him, "Bameh harech tayomim, ma ri yozochet to young long days?" Amar bischus zu shelo yeshev barosh, and this chus that I did not sit as the Rosh Yeshiva. Mishum kvodo shel Rabbi Afas, and we see over there the efshar sheherichem mishum shebalechto betzipori letaveria, ikam darko kdei levakar b'shem and chalafta. And we see there that. And he said that's chus that he didn't take the Rosh Yeshiva job. You see, and you see there further that he had the arichas yamim because that he went from Tzipori to Tveria. He turned away from the road in order to visit Rabbi Shimon and Chalafta, and that again was also the mitzvah of kavod chaverim. And that shows you how great is this midah of kavod chaverim, kavod chachamim, and how important it is for us to strengthen ourselves in that area. Umida kedusha v'niskavazu milvad godol mitzvasav. Besides this being such a great midah, it's a further school of her Torah. Because Rava was Zocha, Lamashalo Zochu. Rava Zocha, Dine Zocha Rava, Lamashalo Zochu Shar Moraim. Rava was Zocha, what all the other Moraim were not Zocha to. That Halacha should be like him wherever it is. And he was Zocha to be the Rosh Yeshiva in all of Bavel, and all the Talmidim of his generation. Nisgru Kol Yeshivas Bavel, Milvad, all of them closed, except for the one in his area. And we know that from a letter of Rav Shuri Yagon. How was he zocha to this greatness that others were not zochen? But Musko Risha Nala Alivenu Shirava Kona Milas Rama Sebu Bidamo. He acquired it with his blood. As it says in Mesecha Shabbos Pechesim and Aleph, to come ayin b'shmaitza, he would learn the cases v'yotzva atzit zay tusei kara v'kom mayitzbu v'kom miven atzva sedama. His dveikus with Torah was so strong that he didn't feel at all that his fingers were bleeding. And it was near Lechor that this dam that Rabba was Zocha was the blood of which we acquired that schus. But Chazal tell us, Shalom Yishum Dam Yadav Zocha Rabba Lamash Zocha, Ela Bischus Dam Raglav. But not just because of the blood of his hands, because the blood of his feet. We have the Gemara in Yoma 53a, that Rabba Karhave Mifter Mined Rab Yosef, you leave Yosef, Havi Azala Achare, he would walk backwards until he would hurt his own feet. Right? Tehe Rosh Yeshiva Sakrach, Perit Rashi, Tehe Rosh Yeshiva Sakrach, meaning Tehe Bechol Halacha Krav, that Halacha should always be like Rava. Meaning not just in the Schus of Torah and as a Melus in Torah was Rava Zochet Rosh Yeshiva, or that Halacha should be like him, but the Koach of his Midas, how he gave cover to the Chachamim to walk backwards, and to have the Schus of blood that came out of his legs when he was walking back from the house. And even though Rav Yosef was blind, by the way, and didn't see the Maisa of Rava, as Rashi says. And you see the unbelievable actions of Rava, that through it one is zocha to greater Torah, through Midas one is zocha to greater Torah.